The Assembly passed the sales tax ordinance unanimously and with no comment. One more reading next month, and the 6% tax now in place in the former city limits will be extended borough-wide. No one spoke during the public hearing on that measure. It was a different story on the borough-wide transient room tax. The so-called bed tax is a 4% levy on the price of transient accommodations like a hotel or a lodge room. The version up for discussion included a special provision for businesses that offer the room as part of a combined price package. Rather than charging the 4% levy on the whole package, the bed tax would only apply to 30% of the package price. But that was too high for Mike Payne of Rocky Point Resort. He pointed out that his cabins did not have as many amenities as hotels in town. Payne emphasized that his business sold a fishing experience, that just the beds represented significantly less than 30% of the package price.
Really, for what we supply for our $370 a day, that's what we charge. That includes your skiff, meals. And if you broke it down just by going by numbers in town and you left the bed till last, our skiff motor plus gas, if you were to rent it in town, that's $160 without gas. The three meals a day plus, all the snacks, pop, everything, that's $75 a day. I mean, if you could buy that in town for that cheap. Fishing gear, bait and lures with the price of bait and lead and all that, say $30. Fish cleaning, packaging, that's all included. Coastal charges $1.80 a pound. So in the end, and transportation to an airport, to and from the airport, if you could even get a cab to do that, it's going to be $40, $50.
Instead of basing the tax on a percentage of the whole package price, Payne proposed having lodge owners separate out their bed charge prior to each season. Then the borough could charge the 4% tax based on that. In his case, for instance, Payne suggested the tax be based on $40 per bed per day. Rather than having each lodge owner come up with a different amount each year, Finance Director Jody Tao preferred a set number, but she also appreciated some of the points Payne had raised, so she suggested basing the tax on 20% of the package value instead of 30%.
Once you started talking about how each person has their own package and how the rooms, that's not the selling point of the whole package, it starts to make sense a little more to me. Because there's usually always at least two people, coming together, sharing a room. Whereas hotels, it's one rate, regardless of how many people, usually.
The Assembly spent some time struggling with the issue. While the conversation focused on the five lodges down the Narrows, Mayor Mark Jensen pointed out that it could also affect businesses that offer packages within the former city limits.
So that's another consideration we have to, and I'm not a real good numbers guy when it comes to taxes and stuff like that, so I have to listen to what, the finance director recommends, but we don't want to price our businesses so much where people don't return either.
Assemblyman John Haverlick moved that the bed tax be based on 20% of the package price, or $3 per person per night, whichever was higher. That didn't work for the rest of the assembly, which voted it down. Assemblyman John Hoag, who attended by phone, moved to table the measure.
And then allow staff to sit down with the affected merchants and try to work this out at some length. This is complicated enough, but I'm concerned that haste will make waste, one way or the other. I mean, ideally, we should write an ordinance that does not have to be revisited every year.
Hoag's motion failed, with Jensen and Assembly members Haverlick and Sue Flint opposed. Then it came down to a vote on the original ordinance, and it failed. Hoag and Nancy Strand said no, while Flint, Haverlick, and Jensen said yes, but an ordinance needs four votes to pass. So the Assembly will likely start again with the first reading of a revised version of the ordinance next month. The former city government typically raised about $40,000 a year in local bed tax revenue. It's used to pay for tourism-related expenses and projects around town. Much of it goes to support the local visitor center. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.